Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You are with Simon and Michael in the backseat right here on Joy 94.9. And we actually have in the studio a lovely little guest. We're going to say little, because he's not little. He's actually quite a big guest. His name is Taylor Henderson.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, you guys. Appreciate it.
Anytime. You've had a bit of a busy day today.
It's been incredibly busy. So I'm just sort of, I've been racing around. I've been doing some performances here and there. But it's good to be here. So I'm good. I'm all yours.
Hey, look, there are many people who would be listening who would be very happy at that particular thought, but I'll contain myself.
Watch yourself. You can't say we're alive, man. We can't do that.
Hey, well, I can do what I like. As long as I break any codes, we're good to go.
All right, no worries.
Now, for people who haven't seen you on any reality TV shows in the last couple of years, and that would be quite hard because you've been on a couple.
I know. You tell me.
So you started out on Australia's Got Talent.
Yep, that's right.
And you were on there with your grandfather, is that
no,
right?
No, I was on with my dad.
Oh, with
my old
dad.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Went with my dad.
He'll be taking out a hit on me later on.
No, I mean, like, it was really good. Like, we went on the show, and you know, I was 16 at the time. I was so nervous. I was just a boy, really. You know, and I knew I loved music, but you know, I was so young. I wasn't sure still what I was doing. I was so nervous. I still get nervous, but I'm 21 now, so now that I've been on X Factor, it's a bit of a different story now. So
true,
yeah. I've sort of grown up a bit now. I've just turned 21, so I'm officially. Can I say it? It's pretty bad. I'm going to say
it. You can say it.
I'm a man now.
Oh, congratulations.
So. Oh, thanks so much. All good.
So on X Factor, we actually had Ashley Evans in here, 2 weeks
ago? 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. He was doing styling on X Factor. Did you run into him at all?
Ash, yeah. So because they basically organised the whole set up and
yeah,
everything like
creative
that.
Director yeah, or something.
Exactly, yeah,
his,
yeah. So,
his official title
that's
was.
Right. And I think now he was fantastic. You know, he did all the stage settings and stuff. So for me, it was great. You know, I loved the kind of, you know, the band setting and stuff. Or, you know, he was really cool. He let me muck around and kind of, you know, just trying to... He was great. Let me find my way on the stage. I was always a bit nervous because I always liked the guitar. You know, that's how I like, but he really wanted me to kind of step away from that as well. You know, it was Ronan as well, really. They go, why don't you try and perform a bit? And I was always nervous about doing that because definitely being a singer-songwriter, I love my guitar more than anything.
Yeah. So, how long have you been playing guitar for?
I started playing guitar when I was about... Actually, I started the year I went on Australia's Got Talent.
Really?
So that year, I honestly, when I went on that show, I only knew a few chords. So
wow.
That's why I was so nervous because I picked it up really quickly. But, you know, earlier on that year, I did not know how to play guitar whatsoever. So I definitely, I picked it up real quick and just went for it. I thought, let's go on a show. Why not? I know how to play guitar.
That's given me a bit of inspiration. If I can pick up something in a year.
Hang on, you got to learn to sing. You've got to sing first.
I know.
Lots of the time.
Yeah, true. So did you feel as though there was a turning point in the competition for you where you sort of knew that, hey, I might actually have a really good shot of winning this?
I mean, look, I never went on the show thinking, you know, I want to win. I never went on thinking, let's try and win this thing. I knew I loved playing music. That's what I knew deep down. I like, no matter what I'm doing, I'd be, if I come home from school, if I finished work, I'd get home and my way of just settling down for the night is picking up my guitar and busting out a couple of tunes. You know, me and Dad would come home, we'd be like, let's just relax, you know, let's just sit down, we don't want to do anything. But before you know it, we're in the bathroom with the acoustics, we're basically smashing away at our guitars, belting at the top of our lungs. So, you know what, I remember just, that's sort of, that's just how it kind of worked out.
So your dad's got a musical background as well?
Oh, yeah. So he definitely, you know, taught me everything I know. And now, you know, I'm starting to teach him a little bit here and there. No, but it's, you know, he's great. He's great, man. He definitely has taught me, you know, how to be. And I grew up with Dad, and, you know, he was a great man to be around. He definitely knew what he was talking about and shaped me up. So
excellent.
Yeah, keeps me in line.
Did you ever end up getting complaints from the neighbours because you were playing guitar too loud?
Well, this is the thing. I live on a farm, so I live I live out in the country. So, mate,
surely the animals would have complained.
You're telling me? No, I mean, it was good. You know, the neighbours, I guess, are what you call probably my next door neighbours. You know, a couple kilometres down the road. So I'm all sweet, man. As far as waking up the neighbours.
Not good when you need a cup of sugar or anything. It's a bit of a walk next door.
I know exactly. Yeah. You know, someone goes, yeah, the neighbours go, you know, want to come on over? Yeah, no worries. I'll be there in about 15 minutes. So I've got to drive down the road. So, you know, it's that's how far away we're all kind of
like
are,
that
so.
Episode of The Simpsons.
Oh, there we go. Yes, exactly.
Very nice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, so you're based in Geelong.
Yep.
Yeah, and you grew up down that way.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, I'm a bit of a, I guess you could say, the farm lad, the farm boy. Mm-hmm. And that's how I've always grown up in Geelong. That's sort of, I guess, you know, my style down there. You know, no matter where I am, whether I'm flying and jetting around the country, you know, I've been looking at a few places up in Sydney because I spend so much time there, so much opportunity.
I don't want to go up there. No.
I know. It's so, I never thought I would say that. But, you know, no matter where I am or what I'm doing, you know, it's sort of, you can't beat home. I mean, I can try and make somewhere else home, but it's so different. I've got a life down there. That's where, you know, I grew up. I went to school. You know, I got friends. It's just how it is. But I've been in Sydney so much now. I don't know. I'm. We'll have to wait and see. I'm 21 now. I might as well get my own place. You know. I'm trying to. Yeah.
Oh God, I'm 30. I'm still waiting. we'll have a chat with you. Stay around. Just need to play some messages, and we'll continue having a chat about what's currently going on now for you.
No worries.
You are listening to Simon and Mike with the lovely Taylor Henderson right here on Joy 94.9. You are on Joy 94.9. It's Simon and Michael in the back seat with the lovely Taylor Henderson, who is busily, he's a very busy man.
He's multitasking.
He's multitasking on his little social media thing there. He doesn't know what to, he doesn't know where to look. He's like a woman. Women can multitasking. Like I can only do one thing at once. Like it's hard enough doing the panel half the time. I don't know what buttons to press. It's very, very talented. It's very good.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm very impressed.
I mean, because, you know, I like to tell people what I'm up to and what I'm doing. So, you know, I just tweeted then and you know, Instagrammed and Facebooked everything. Oh, I've got so many accounts now. So I guess I just said, you know, hey, guys, come on, have a listen. I'll be on the radio. Why not? So why not get people involved?
I suppose that's a big part of promotion these days, isn't it? Social media.
Man,
you've got to be all over it. Yeah,
totally. And I think that's, I mean, it's so good the way how, you know, like 10 years ago, you know, if I wanted to do, you know, the world seemed so big back then. But
yeah.
It's so different now. I mean, you know, it just seems so much more connected. You know, everyone's pretty involved. And, you know, especially with social media, it's just helping so much to you know, connect with everyone.
Well, we have our own social media accounts. It's SMJoy949 because, you know, we like to, you know, we used to have a Fridays one, but that which got changed. So we had to change everything. So it's at, if it's either Twitter or Facebook, it's SMJoy949. And hopefully we'll be podcasting this particular conversation very shortly on the Joy website at joy.org.au. So you can listen to us, maybe not us, more Taylor than us, but, you know, over and over again. Now, you have a new single out at the moment, Mr. Henderson.
I do, that's right.
What is this single called?
The single is called When You're Mine.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I know, you're telling me.
Is it sang about anybody?
I would like to say it's written about someone, but it's honestly not. I remember writing the song and we kind of just put it together and, you know, it just sort of worked out. You know, I wanted to write, you know, every song I ever sing or if I write or even songs I listen to, and I find it's very... honesty is very admirable in someone. So I thought, why not bring that to my music? So when I sing, you know, I like to sing something that's, you know, it's about it, you know, it definitely has a bit more depth, you know, even though this song, When You're Mine, is, you know, it sounds quite the Like the typical love song, you know. Like every, you know, every song's about love. Every song's been written about something, or, you know, every scenario has you, there's a song about it. But, you know, you got to be creative in the way you deliver that response or that song. And so the way this song was written, I felt like we nailed it perfectly. We, you know, we show that emotional side to it, but it's also, you know, it's got the swing through it. It's catchy in the chorus, and it's been connecting really well. So I couldn't be happier.
Well, you're obviously doing something right, because it's the number one most added song to radio last week.
Oh, so, yeah, well, that's awesome. Sorry, I got a bit too excited.
Calm down. Do you hope that this particular song is used by men to serenade their other halves? You know, a bit of, you know, like a, you know, some sort of from the balcony, off the, you know, to the balcony, trying to get some love from someone, doesn't matter who, or even a woman, a man, woman singing, doesn't matter.
I mean, the song, you know, it definitely, it depends. Like the song doesn't have to necessarily be towards, you know, a relationship type side of thing, you know. For example, like it could be even about, you know, who know, whatever you're going through. It could be even about divorce, or it could be, you know, you can, whatever it is, you can paint the picture and you can add that song to whatever you're going through. Like, you know, the song is definitely, I guess it's got a bit more of an emotional connection. So I'm sorry to, you know, to definitely sadden up the mood, and, you know, it's not all my sad, not all my songs are, you know, sad and soppy, and, you know, like it's, you know, the album that is coming out mid-year is full of definitely a variety of songs. It's got, you know, your mid-tempos and then your upbeat or get your foot stomping, but there's some ballads in there and then some great songs that I feel like people are going to be asking me, you know, wow, you know, who did you write that song about? So I'm really, really excited about it.
Awesome. Well, make sure you have some answers ready then.
Yeah, I know, you're telling me.
Get prepared.
I promise I will. I'm prepared.
Now, I do have a request for you,
okay,
Taylor.
Okay.
A lovely, lovely friend of mine's has a birthday today.
Okay.
She's such a wonderful person, and she pretty much screamed when I said, I'm chatting to Taylor Henderson today.
Oh, no.
No, like not in a crazy fan girl.
Like, no, I'm not good. Okay, yeah, man,
she's not going to stalk you or anything. But could you please sing happy birthday to her?
Of course, mate.
Oh.
But how? Like, I don't understand. Is she coming on the radio?
She's listening. She's listening.
She's listening right
She's
now?
Listening.
Oh,
right
of course.
Now.
Of course. So what's her name?
Her name's Belinda.
Belinda.
Belinda. And this goes into anyone who's got a birthday, but in particular to Belinda.
Belinda, how you going? I hope you're listening, and this song's for you, all right? So it's your birthday. And it was my birthday yesterday, all right? So
what's great company to keep.
I know, you're telling me. So she's probably not 21. So.
No, she's a bit older.
Oh, she's a bit older?
She's a little bit, just a little bit. 25. Okay. 25.
Oh, all right, Belinda to Belinda. All right. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Belinda. Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is like an angel singing, an angel.
I'm so unprepared. 10 minutes
ago, I thought, maybe I'll have a shot of going on X Factor, not anymore.
No.
Oh, come on. No, I hope you liked it, Belinda. No worries.
I'm sure she'll listen over and over again, not a problem. Taylor Henderson, we're going to play your new track now, actually, just because,
great.
You know, we like being
of
nice.
Course, of course.
So you can let us know what you think of it. 0427JOY949 is our SMS number, and on air at joy.org.au is our email.
Well?
It could be anyone, everyone.
All right, for everyone.
And before we do, though, you are doing a tour with Rhys Mastin.
A little bit later on
in March.
So, yeah, actually, you know, this Thursday. Oh, my gosh, that's happening really quickly.
It is, isn't it?
I know.
I'm just looking at the date. They're going, that looks really close.
I'm doing, it's my own tour, but I'm also sharing a tour, sharing a concert with Rhys Mastin on the 29th at Palais Theatre. So it's seriously.
What a great venue to be playing, especially
a
rock.
Me.
I saw Garbage at the Palais.
Oh, awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah. So great venue for guitar and acoustics.
It's such an iconic venue. I mean, what a great place. So, I mean, there's still a couple tickets up for grabs, but it's basically sold out. So it's gonna be a good night. I can't wait.
Taylor Henderson, thank you so much for coming into our little community radio station here at Joy 94.9.
No problem, mate. Not a problem.
This is Taylor Henderson's brand new single. It's called When You Were Mine, right here on Backseat S&M on Joy 94.9 with Simon Michael and farewelling Mr. Taylor Henderson.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.